Fair lady, lay your costly robes aside. No longer may you glory in your pride. Take leave of all your carnal vain delight, for I am come to summon you this night.
What bold attempt is this? Pray let me know from whence you come and whither I must go. Shall who I am, a lady, yield or bow to such a pale face visage? Who art thou?
Do you not know me? Well, I'll tell you then. 'Tis I that conquers all the sons of men. No pitch of honor from my dart is free. My name is Death. Have you not heard of me?
Yes, I have heard of thee time after time, but being in the glory of my prime, I did not think thou wouldst have come so soon. Why must my morning sun be turned to noon?
Talk not of noon, thou mayst as well be mute. This is not time at all for to dispute. Your richest jewels, gold and garments brave, your houses, lands, they must new masters have. Though thy vain heart to riches hast inclined, yet thou, alas, must leave it all behind.
My heart is cold, I tremble at the news. Here's bags of gold, if thou wilt me excuse, and seize on those, thus finish thou the strife with such who are now weary of their life. Are there not many bound in prison strong, in bitter grief of soul have languished long, and fain would find a grave, a place of rest from all their griefs in which they are oppressed? Besides, there's many with their hoary head and palsied joints by which their joys are fled. Release thou them whose grief and sorrow's great, and spare my life to have a longer date.
Though they with age are full of grief and pain, till their appointed time they must remain. I come to none before my warrant sealed, and when it is, they must submit and yield. I take no bribe, believe me, it is true. Prepare yourself to go, I come for you.
Death, be not so severe, let me obtain a little longer time to live and reign. Fain I would stay if thou my life would spare. I have a daughter beautiful and fair. I'd live to see her wed whom I adore. Grant me but this, and then I ask no more.
This is a slender, frivolous excuse. I have you fast and will not let you loose. Leave her to Providence, for you must go along with me, whether you will or no. I, Death, command great kings to leave their crown, and at my foot they lay their scepters down. If not to kings, I will this favor give, but cut them down, can you expect to live? Beyond the limits of your time and space, no, I must send you to another place.
You learned doctors, now display your skill, and let not Death of me obtain his will. Prepare your cordials, let me comfort find. My gold shall fly like chaff before the wind.
Forbear to call, their skill will never do. They are but mortals here as well as you. I give the fatal wound, my dart is sure. 'Tis far beyond a doctor's skill to cure. To purchase life rather than yield to die, how freely would you let your silver fly? But while you flourished here all in your store, you could not spare one penny for the poor. In all your pomp the poor then you did hate, and like rich dives scourged them from your gate. But though you did those whom you thus did scorn, they, like yourself, into this world was born. Though for your alms they both did cringe and bow, they bore God's image here as well as you. Though in his name a suit to you they'd make, you would not give one penny for his sake. And Lord beheld wherein you did amiss, and calls you hence to give account for this.
Oh, heavy news, must I no longer stay? How shall I stand, good God, at this great day? Down from her eyes her dying tears did flow, and said there's none knows what I undergo. Upon a bed of sorrow here I lie. My carnal life makes me afraid to die. My sins, alas, are many, gross and foul, but heaven still have mercy on my soul. And though I do deserve thy righteous frown, yet pardon, Lord, and pour a blessing down. Then with a dying sigh her heart did break, and did the pleasure of the world forsake. Here you may see the high and mighty fall, for death he showeth no respect at all. To anyone, if high or low degree, great men submit to death as well as we. Though they are gay, their lives are but a span, a lump of clay, so poor a creature's man.